So they're in their own little worlds at the moment, just waiting for the last few seconds of the countdown. Once you're inside of 31 seconds and the shuttle has control of it, it's you're on, feeling like you're on your way. Of course, when the solid rocket booster's light, then when you know you're on your way.
Are the heart rates really up at this point?
Not so much. I mean, it wasn't too bad for me. I mean, it was up higher than resting at home in bed, but you're doing a little bit more than resting at home in bed.
All right, T-minus 40 seconds. Let's listen to George Diller, who is the voice of T-minus shuttle 31. Launch control.
T-minus 35, 33.
Call to hold at T-minus 31 seconds due to a failure.
We have a hold.
Had a failure.
Let's listen.
Rattle off sequencer.
We have a problem on the Gox retract switches. NAPDSC, go ahead. Yes, sir, we need guys to go do the verification for the LCC, please.
All right, C-Mac. Yes, C-Mac, the LCC says we need to verify using a camera, and we're positioning camera 62 right now.
Okay, let us know as soon as 62 is flown over, and you can verify LCC for GVA retract, please.
It is sounding like they said they had a launch with a ground launch sequence failure,
And all personnel, we're holding here 31 seconds while we get a verification that the GVA has fully retracted.
Okay, so what does this all mean, Rick Sirkos?
Well, it's a piece of ground equipment that has not been retracted, and they need to verify it, so they're swinging some cameras to inspect. They're in a hole.
Okay, and you can verify that it is fully retracted per the instructions that we've been, that we developed, correct?
That's correct.
All right, and SPE?
And NTD, SPE concurs. They satisfy the requirements of GSC 13 pre-pack contingency IM go.
Okay, I copy. And launch director.
Yes, sir, I heard all that. Concur. Press on.
All right, very good.
NTDST.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, I need concurrence to GLS and mass to clear the hold, please.
Very good. And GLS, you have concurrence? Go.
I think that it's in work.
Thank you. Let us know when that's complete.
We should. Rick, what is going on here? And we've got a launch order that actually closes at 11:31:19. Hang on just a second.
All right, guidance.
They have, by my count, just over 3 minutes to get off the ground.
Their lockdown back hold time is 3 minutes and 16 seconds.
Yeah, and they just need to verify that this ground equipment is actually removed. And it sounds like...
NTD, CTLS, up 212, we're ready to go.
We've got plenty of time to...
All right, very good.
Yep, just announced...
And launch director, with that cleanup, we're going to go ahead and proceed.
Yes, sir, please do.
All right, and all personnel, we are going to pick up the clock here momentarily. And GLS, you can resume the clock on your mark.
I copy that. Clock on clock will resume on my mark. Three... 2, 1, mark.
T-minus.
Go for auto sequence start.
Hand off to Atlantis's computers has occurred.
This is NASA's rocket booster George nozzle steering check and work. Many shuttle countdowns.
20.
And doing the last one.
Firing chain is armed.
15.
Go for main engine start. T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff. The final liftoff of Atlantis on the shoulders of the space shuttle. America will continue the dream.
Roger, roll, Atlantis.
Houston now controlling the flight of Atlantis. The space shuttle spreads its wings one final time for the start of a sentimental journey into history.
And it means they're on their way.
24 seconds into the flight, roll program complete. Atlantis now heads down, wings level on the proper alignment for its 8.5-minute ride to orbit. 4.5 million pounds of hardware and humans taking aim on the International Space Station.
What a magnificent sight. And it's hard to believe this
seconds
is the last
into the
time we see it.
The three liquid fuel main engines throttling back to 72% of rated performance in the bucket, reducing stress on the shuttle as it goes transonic for the final time.
Well, they're feeling a lot of vibration for one thing. The emotions are pent up,
standing by for the throttle
line
call.
And focusing on doing your job, especially in those front two seats, monitoring all the systems, making sure you're ready to go if something doesn't quite go exactly right, to rely on your training.
And I imagine. imagine spectators. There are about a million of them out there, out and around watching this. CBS News correspondent
Atlantic.
Dave Barrett is with them.
Throttle up, no action, DPDT.
Dave Barrett, tell us what it's like out there.
Well, along the Banana River, people have their cameras clicking away. You hear oohs and ahs. You could see the bright yellow flame and the long contrail, Peter. It went through some clouds, came back. We could see it through a hole in the clouds. Now we can see it arc up off to our right. It is a thing of beauty, and everybody here is just mesmerized. Peter?
I can only imagine. It's, of course, behind the clouds now for us, the next milestone. Solid rocket boosters will drop off in about 20 seconds.
Almost 2,600 miles an hour, 21 miles in altitude, 24 miles downrange. Standing by for solid rocket booster separation.
And we're watching on the monitor since it's well out of our sight. And there go the solid rocket boosters dropping off. They'll land in the Atlantic Ocean.
Booster officer confirms staging a good solid rocket booster separation. Guidance now converging. The main engine steering the shuttle on a pinpoint path to its preliminary orbit. 2 minutes, 20 seconds into the flight. Atlantis already traveling 3,200 miles an hour, 35 miles in altitude, 50 miles downrange.
And Atlantis well on its way to the International Space Station. What a sight it was. Was a last-minute cliffhanger, but it turned out just fine. The last shuttle launch, though, leaves a lot of undone business for thousands of people here who are about to lose their jobs or already have. And the big question hanging over us here is, when will we see the next spacecraft with humans fly from here? And that's an answer that nobody has right now. This has been a CBS News special report, the last shuttle launch. For Dave Barrett and for Shuttle Commander Rick Searfoss, I'm Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
And you heard it live here on WCCO Radio, a successful launch of Atlantis from Cape Canaveral, Florida this morning. Live broadcast on WCCO Radio. WCCO Radio News time is 10:33.